amazing sound, but we're going to have to come down and out and round the corner to give us a chance to speak. That's incredible sound, isn't it?
Yes, and for 15 years we've been making the sound since 1995 we started.
I couldn't believe it was that long.
Well, we actually calculated it last week. We thought that last year we'd had our 10th anniversary cake, but in actual fact, no, it wasn't. It was about 5 years ago.
Time flies when you're enjoying
yes,
yourself.
I think so too.
The Suffolk School of Sandborough is so much a part of the carnival and festival scene in the county now. You can't go to a carnival without seeing you there. It's just grown beyond all expectations.
I think it has, and there are many samba groups in the area now, and there's more than enough space for all of us, but I would pride myself in saying that we are the mother body of samba, and that everybody has emanated from us and gone their own way and formed their own groups, which we feel very proud about that.
The smile's on my face now, my foot is tapping, it has that effect, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, and I think... I remember a couple of years ago going on along a carnival and passing a convent, and I think it was the funniest thing I ever saw was like a whole row of nuns aged between 80 and 95 having a good old jig, and for me that was just the ultimate.
That was probably Felixstowe. It's just down the road from where I live. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So it was.
How did you actually have the idea?
Well, it's not our idea. It's been passed on to us by a group of people who started from Ipswich, who started many years ago in a house, I think, originally, and started off. The music we play is from a specific area in Brazil, and that's why it's not just ordinary music. It's mainly grooves and this type of thing. Very, very true Brazilian to a certain area, and that's what we concentrate on.
Is it easy to learn?
I think if you can count to two, you can do samba.
Because when I've seen you walking past me in the carnival,
yes,
there very much seems to be one person who's leading or blowing a whistle and saying what to do next.
There's always two. There's always the dance leader and the band leader. But the hand signals are correlated between the two, and we all follow the same signals. So the band leader will signal to the dance leader, and their signals will be identical, and we will all follow from there.
It's interesting you say about the dance leader, because anyone who hasn't seen you perform might not realise the music sounds wonderful, but there is such energetic dancing.
Yeah, there's not many, many bands, samba bands, who have what we call choreographed dancing, and we do have choreographed dancing. When you see Luton and the other carnivals, the dancers are all going with the music and, you know, just dancing free, what we call free dancing. But we do have choreographed dancing. And as we move in a block, it's called a block, but bloco, which is Brazilian, so we move in a block, that's where you get the unbelievable impact of a samba band.
Where do your performers, your musicians and your dancers come from?
Well, all over Norfolk and Suffolk, all of us have got our jobs in the day. We all do this for the love of it. The funds which we earn and the fees which we do charge are plied back straight into the band, which covers us for instruments, hiring St. Peter's, beautiful, beautiful St. Peter's. Highly underrated by the public. It's the most wonderful place to rehearse, and the acoustics are divine.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I actually came here to St. Peter's when it was covered in cobwebs with broken pews, and I think it must have been the Ipswich Concert Band.
Yes,
were saying
it's a hospital band.
The hospital band.
This is their home. This is their home, and they very, very, very kindly have allowed us to be a part of it and allowed us to rehearse here, and also the young kids, the Caribbean steel band, also rehearse here. It's quite a diverse group of people inside the walls of this church.
It's amazing, because I said I came here and I spoke to the Ipswich Hospital Band when it was all dusty and pews, and they were saying we want to turn this into a venue.
And so they did, and hats off to them.
Are you always looking for new members?
Yes, we're absolutely desperate. We're looking for new blood at all times, and as I said, if you can count to two, you can play an instrument and you can dance. There's plenty of instruments to try out. You just have to come here on Thursday night at 7:30, and you'll just be welcomed with open arms. That's it.
I know that Linda, the producer of Drive Time, is a member, and she spoke to me in the office about it a few months back and said, I keep thinking about it, I'm not sure about it, shall I do it? And I said, they always look as though they're having such fun, why not?